On Saturday, the 1st of May, a bank holiday weekend, an impromptu meeting was organised at very short notice between Ministers Donnelly, Minister Feehan, NAFID officials, Tony Holohan, Ronan Glynn, HSE officials. And I want to thank those people who represented those organisations I mentioned and the ministers for organising that impromptu meeting. It was a constructive meeting, and the proof was in the pudding a few days later when action in terms of test centres rolled out. And it was a really, really important intervention. Also, it's important to point out that the community in Donegal have reacted very positively over the last week to 10 days and ensuring that we continue to try to suppress the virus. Businesses are responding in a very proactive way, getting ready for a busy tourism season. And what I would like to ask here today, Taoiseach, is in relation to the vaccine rollout, we have an incredible proactivity amongst our GP surgeries. I spoke to one medical practice today. They haven't wasted one vaccine. Letterkenny needs to move to a 7-day week. And my last question is this, very quickly, Kim Corley. The rule around over 70 retired GPs over 70 not being allowed to administer vaccines. I think that has to be looked at again. So thank you very much.
First of all, I want to thank the Deputy for his very valid point that the intervention that weekend by Minister Donnelly, yourself and all of the deputies in Donegal with the Chief Medical Officer who made himself available on a bank holiday weekend, and we appreciate the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, doing that with the Minister and Minister for State, Frank Feehan, I think was important in creating awareness and also leading to action in terms of the testing centres. And the positive response from the community in Donegal as well is acknowledged and appreciated. So I take on board what you're saying there. And in terms of the vaccine rollout, I hear what you're saying in relation to over 70s. I think that's a fair and valid point, and I will bring that back to the HSE.